This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey, who represents his state's 11th congressional district. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. In the first half of our conversation, Congressman Gingrey offered his thoughts on the back and forth between House Speaker John Boehner and President Obama over the extent of Obama administration regulations, at least that have been proposed at this point. Now we turn our focus to jobs, and we learn today President Obama will address a joint session of Congress a week from tonight, Wednesday, September the 7th, and he will outline his jobs agenda that he has already said if the Republicans in Congress reject it, then he will run against that Republican Congress in next year's campaign. So perhaps the campaign platform is already set. But in terms of the agenda, Congressman, we have the president once again calling for an extension of payroll tax breaks that we saw back in the lame duck session. He's also making a huge push, of course, towards infrastructure, flanked today, in fact, as he called for clean extensions of the highway bill and the FAA bill by both the Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO. From what you know of it so far, what do you make of the president's agenda?
Well, you know, there are things that that really concern me, and that would be if he comes before a joint session of Congress and talks about a second economic stimulus package. We've already wasted $850 billion on the first round of that, and certainly I'm not going to go down that road again in regard to extending the payroll tax abatement for another year. Certainly in a bipartisan way we could give consideration to that, but here again you're just kicking the can down the road in regard to the long-term insolvency and unfunded liability of those programs such as Medicare and Social Security. And if you're not paying those payroll taxes, then where's the money coming from to refund those trust programs like the Hospital Insurance Trust of Medicare? We've got a $62 trillion unfunded liability out to the year 2075 in those two programs. So it's robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I think it in the long run it does not make good economic sense. So, you know, again, whether we extend unemployment insurance to 99 weeks, these things have been tried before, but the downside of that is the possibility that at least some tranche of that population will not make the effort to go back to work until it reaches the 98th week of the 99 weeks. And so there's just a real questionable benefit from that.
Obviously, Republicans have talked for a long time about reducing tax burdens and the regulatory burden for small business owners as the keys to job creation. Given that and given what the president is expected to say, do you see any real common ground here, or is it going to be kind of a standoff once again?
Well, obviously, the group of 12, the super commission, has already begun their work. I see that they've hired a Republican general counsel from the Senate Finance Committee with something like 30 years of experience in trying to work in a bipartisan way. The two co-chairs, Jeb Hensarling on the House side and Patty Murray on the Senate side, were in full agreement with this decision, and I'm very hopeful that they'll be able to come up with the necessary cuts that will help get this country back on the right track. But I would certainly encourage them, and I don't know whether there'll be bipartisan support for this, it hasn't been so far, is to roll back Obamacare. I mean, I think this was just a mistake. It was, the American people did not want it in 1993 with Hillary Care. It's come up a number of times since, in fact, probably the 1920s. But each time the American people have rejected it, and they're 60% in opposition to it, even a year and a half after its passage by hook and by crook.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. The president's primetime address, coincidentally or non-coincidentally, is scheduled for the exact same time as a Republican presidential debate out at the Reagan Library. Do you read anything into that?
Greg, you scooped me. I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of it. I don't necessarily read anything into it. Obviously, the president is feeling a little panicky, as well he should, with his approval or disapproval numbers that look pretty grim and bleak for him for a second term, and is trying to do everything he can, of course, to get the economy going again, and certainly no one can blame him either from the policy or political perspective. But his policies have been dead wrong, even though he's now brought in a new chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors when everybody else has jumped ship. I just don't see same old solving our problem, and you cannot spin your way out of a crisis. You're just digging a hole deeper and deeper, and I think the direction that the Republican majority in the House wants to go in is what's going to finally get this economy back on track.
Congressman, we'll be watching and see exactly how all of you end up dealing with this. Thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Republican yes, sir. Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrich represents his state's 11th Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.